Start the schedule now. But when does it start with the finals and really get everything?
No more classes.
What?
No more classes. Finals start for next
Thursdays.
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 Thursday schedule.
So I guess we'll say see you still this week, next week now. We'll see maybe Thursdays or something. I'm not going to try to know what's better for the other one, but you know, we'll talk about it. We don't have to take the time yet. Yes, let's continue with the discussion. Let's take a look at Tosfos. You had it me that story. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said Rabba said, "Hector Shleim Midas, you had it me that story." The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Ilo. That Darba Chotzer Chaver Shleim Midas did tzarech lahalas lischa. Because you see that he's male with the shtamshus and the Torah, he's male even though. Hektish is not chasa, it's not machasa hektish. So, Saraya, the Darba Chotze Chaverin Shalim Adaita, is. If Abba thought it's a Raya, the Darba Chotze Chaverin Shalim Adaita, it's Oyach Lalas Nisai. So, we talked to it yesterday. What's the Raya? Here it's not, what's Pshat on the Raya? Here he's not Nene either. Even if the Zenen of Zoya Chosu, at least you have to be Nene, it has to be a Gavad Ovid Omega. It doesn't say over here that he's a Gavad Ovid Omega. And the halacha certainly by me'ilah is you don't need to be a gavad over the mega to be chayef the me'ilah. The me'ilah is saisim, the ram is saisim. The person is dar b'bayi shel hekdash, he's male. It doesn't say only if he's a gavad over the mega. So what did the Gemara even think to compare? And even the maskana, the hekdash le midas, the hekdash le midas, the maisi not a nena, so why are you chayef? So yesterday we talked through that the chiyuv over here is not for nene. The rabbi didn't mean that it's a chiyuv nene. He's not a gavad ovid omega. It's not a nene. It's not because anos haguf. Anos haguf, you don't have to be a gavad ovid omega. I'm talking to chaveri b'reisa b'liya, you don't have to be a gavad ovid. I mean, everybody's ovid to eat, so I don't know, but you know. Rakapanim. Here, the dira. If you're not a gavad over the mega, you're not a nene. That's preferish nimura. If you're not a gavad over the mega, dira and a bias is not a hano. Like. So what's the chiyuv? What's the chiyuv? So yes, the chiyuv is a derech derif. That a derech derif. That it's oichel peyosev shel chaver. The deer in the chotzer. Or the deer tachas akira is the paris of the kira. He's consuming the paris of the kira of hekish. And therefore, Rabbi thought that from here's a riot. You see that when you die tachas akira, when you die tachas akira, even though you're not a nene, because you're not a gavad over the mega, you don't need to be a nene. The kira has paris. The paris is the shtamshus in the kira, and you're eating the shtamshus of the kira. Even the diurim, that's like the peiros of the kohen. So that's a memaini gavach. That's al derech the rif. So oichel peiros of shel chaverov, oichel chesroim shel chaverov. What the Rosh calls. Up till now the Gemara assumed that the rif's only talking about a chotzer de kaim la'agra. Up till now we've been assuming that in a chotzer de loy kaim la'agra and a gavra de of the mega there is no chiyuv. So the answer behekrich is. And in the Chirami, that's what we thought up till now. But Rav Abba is Mechadish. Rav Abba gets shot down, but Rav Abba was Mechadish. And apparently, that is not true. That every diurim in a chotzer is called Peiros of the chotzer, even if it's a chotzer deloy ovid, deloy kaim el agra. The etzim dir in the chotzer is called Peiros of the chotzer. And if you die, but chotzer chaver, shalom yitaitoi, not midin nene. Not a word in Rav Abba, but zen nene, vizel chotzer. You can't say zen nene, he's not nene. It's not midin nene. It's midin achilas peiros. Except here he's not really chaser. It doesn't matter. The dira in the chaser is the paris of the chaser. And you're eating the paris of the chaser. And in the middle, you have to, you're chayav. We didn't mean money gabach. That's what Rav Abba That's what Rav Abba thought. He wanted to still to from Hekdesh to every dag of Chatzah Chaver Shleim Midaita.
How's it when he got bought if he's not saving any money?
No, it's not Mishtashalot. It's Mimayi Gaboch. That's what the. It's Mimayi Gaboch because you're going into somebody's chotzer. You're producing payers. And what would happen if you had a field that was fallow? You have a field, you go into somebody else's field, and you're mighty payers and you eat them. So, in a way, he's not really chotzer because if not for you, there wouldn't have been any payers. It doesn't matter. Lemaise, his sod was mighty payers. Those payers belong to him and you consume them. So now it's Mimayi Gaboch. You consumed Peres of Shulchaner. It's not Mishtashalot. Mishtashalot means that you got richer. That's a different part. That you got richer here. It's not that you got richer. It's that he had Peres and you ate them. That's what the Rosh calls Oichel Chesroin Shulchaner. The Rosh says, you don't have to be Nana. You don't have to be Mishtashalot. You don't have to be a Gavad Ovid Omega. It doesn't matter. His Peres were Maitzi, his Chotzer was Maitzi Peres. And you ate the Peres. So that's Mimayi Gaboch. In a way, it's a Gazlan. I mean, Gazlan's also a Mimayi Gaboch. So we can't even chayv Gazlan Sigzo, because sitting in somebody's chotzer and eating his intangible diurim is not Le Sigzo. It's too intangible to be Le Sigzo. But nonetheless, it's called Mimayi Gaboch, because the chotzer was Maitzi diurim, and you are the one who. You were Maitzi diurim from the chotzer, and you ate the diurim of the chotzer. I mean, that's how we understood the Rif. That's the Rif Ali B'Demis. That's the Pshatan. At least that's how Rav Leib is Masber the Pshat in the Rif. Reads it into the Rosh. It's very Bishmak the Pshat in the Rosh. I think it's Emes. Emes Pshat in the Rosh. That's the word of Eichel Chazoyin Yishol Chaver. The Soda, since it's, except the Rif is talking about Chotzer the Kaimel Agra. So they only understand it more. The Chotzer is Kaimel Agra. So it has objectively the living in the hotel is a commodity. And you're eating it up. So that's called your Eichel Chazoyin Yishol Chaver. But the Rav Abba was Mechadish. That it doesn't have to be that the sod, it doesn't have to be that the chotzer is chayim alagra, even if the chotzer is not chayim alagra. But it'll get maybe clear today also behemshah. But even if the chotzer is not chayim alagra, of Abba saw in the din of me'ilo that even a chotzer that's not chayim alagra, but when you sit under it and you mishtamish with it, so that's called hitzos peres, and you ate those peres, you consumed those peres. So me'ilo you have to pay us oichel chasroy mishael chaver. That's where Abba saw in the din of me'ilo. This is yesterday's shiur.
You're eating the
peros,
but why is it also
achol chesroin? Yeah, I'm just borrowing, because the Rosh is talking about chazal chaim al agra. I'm just borrowing the Rosh's expression. It's not really chesroin over here, but you're achol peros of shalchaner. That was Rav Abba. So the Moriz doicha, Rav is doicha, and he says, no, hektish shleimi das, that you can't compare the din by hektish to the din by hedin. Because hektish is, even though they're shleimi das, and you want to, and Rav Abba wanted to compare it to dar b'chotzer chaver of it's chotzer chaver is shalei midas, and he compared it to hektish because hektish is also shalei midas. So Rav is doich, and he says no, hektish shalei midas is gehedyet midas. So Rav Abba, you're right. If you could compare it to a case of midas, but you can't compare it to a case of shalei midas because hektish is always midas. But by a case of midas, hedyet midas, Rav Abba is right. Rav Abba was wrong to compare it to a case of hedyet shalei midas. Because hektish shalei midas like hedyet midas, but at least by hedyet midas, Rav Abba is right. So, what exactly is the case of hedyet midas? What's the case of hedyet midas where Rav Abba is right? So Rashi says, Rashi must have this is a little bit salsa. Rashi says, "Behektish lekel me midas, the dash shchina hilkach kehedyet midas domi." So Tosha says, "Kehedyet midas domi pirsha kunchus the dash shchina yiko." Because the shalei midaita lav dafka el udu ucha de milsinoka ruha de midaita. Tosha says he doesn't think that when it comes to a hedyet, it makes a difference whether it was midas or whether it was shalei midas. Even if it was midas, even if the bala chatzar knew that you're living in his sodom, so what difference does it make? What difference does it make if he knows or he doesn't know? Neshita Mekubetzus, there in the Sugi and Tzadik test, in Bava Metzia, he brings from the Tosfos Rosh, he also has the Kashan Rashi, he explains the Kash a little bit more. What's the Kashan Rashi? Kashan Rashi is Manashach. If the Chod Bala Chodzer is Meicha, so then what are you seeing as that? So I mean, he's saying no. If the Bala Chodzer is not Meicha, so Shtika Kaido, that he's masking the guy should live there for free. We need a shosak. Like, what's the case? The Gemara is mashma that there is a case of hedit midas that's taka similar to hedit shalay midas that you have to pay. That if you dar bechotze chaveri midas, there's some case that Rabbah is referencing where Rabbah has a point that if you be dar bechotze chaveri midas, you would be tzorach lahalos l'ischa. That's the implication, the simple meaning of Rabbah's words. There is some case of midas, hedit midas, where hador bechotze chaveri midas. There, if Ab is right, there it is tzorach lahalos l'ischa, by analogy to Me'ilu. So what exactly is the case of dor bechotze chaveroi midas that has to be mahalos l'ischa? So the guy knows about it. So what is he saying? What's his response? If he says, no, don't live here, so what do you... So well, no. Tosafos is going to say that that's not the case. He said no, but Tosafos understood in Rashi. Hold on a second. Taisus Kash and Rashi is not so clear, because Taisus themselves say that the answer is the Baal Bayis said no. So we'll see in a minute why that makes a difference. But who says that's not what Rashi meant? Maybe Hegel Midas mean Rashi, there's very little Rashi here. Maybe Rashi Taka meant that the Baal Bayis said no. That's what Hegel Midas means. He said no. Whatever the lumbus is, we'll see in Taisus. But Taisus Lamaisa is going to say that that's the case, that the Baal Bayis said no. So what does he want from Rashi? The answer is, because if you look at, I think the answer is that if you look at Rashi Rambam Metzia, in Rashi Rambam Metzia it's mavur that the hekdesh is saying yes. Hekdesh shaloi midas is like hedyet midas. So what exactly is hekdesh saying, shaloi midas, which is like, because the Rebbeinu knows everything. Hekdesh knows everything. So hedyet is their shaloi midas is like a hedyet midas. But what, a hedyet midas who said yes or a hedyet midas who said no. So how does Rashi learn the case of hekdesh? The hekdesh shaloi midas, Rashi says, means, I don't have the lashon in front of me, but Rashi says that hekdesh shaloi midas means that hekdesh is muchon, that anybody should be nene, and the Torah says if you're nene, you kuzun to hate. I mean, not that it's not an iser, but kuzun to hate, you want to be nene, be my guest, but then you have to pay. So that means hekdesh is, so to speak, saying yes, you could be mild, but you have to pay. So, but hekdesh is saying yes, you can live here. So Tosafos' kasha is, well, then the case of Hedyet Midas is the Baal HaBayis is maskim. You want to be Dor B'Chatzeri, and the Baal HaBayis knows about it, and he says, okay, you know, he says, he smiles. So that's the Hedyet Midas. So ask the Tosafos Rosh. So Shlika Kaidah, you're living in the Chatzer, and the Baal HaBayis is saying yes. So Shlika Kaidah, so what do we want over here? What's exactly the case of Hedyet Midas? That's what we need to know. What's the tzir of Hedyet Midas? So Hedyet Midas means that he's also masking that you should live here. So why isn't a shtik kreida? Some of Taisim is also derech. So what's the pshat in Rashi l'maisa? The answer for Rashi. Again, I'm not so clear I understand exactly what Taisus wants from Rashi. What's the Pshat in Rashi? What's the Hedyet Midas? What's the Hedyet Midas case that's analogous to the case of Hedyet Shalei Midas? So, I think if we the line that we said yesterday, what's the word of Hedyet Shalei Midas? of hektish shalei midas. What exactly is this situation of hektish shalei midas that you do have to pay? We asked with the Rashi yesterday that since hektish says you want to use this, you want to be mishtamish with this, you can be mishtamish with it, but then you have to pay. And the lundus is that because hektish says that, so that makes it into payers. It was the Gemara lechatchila thought it's like a chotzer shalei midas that it's not. There's no. It says in din of hemi'ilo that when you're mishtamish in the koyer of hektish, so that's called you're eating the payers of hektish. So Rabbi wanted to say, oh, you see, you've died b'chotzer chaver shalei midas. It's called you're eating up the payers of the chotzer. So Rabbi said, no, it's not true, because the chotzer shalei midas, it doesn't have payers since it's not kaima la'agro. And the Baal Bais doesn't know about that you're living here, so we don't look at the dira of the chotzer as being payers. But in the case of hektish, when you're moel behektish, keilu hektish is rechmana yoda. So we finish it off over there. Rechmana yoda. The Torah knows that you're being mishtamish with the hektish, and the Torah is saying be mishtamish in the esmankin, because you could eat it up. I mean, you're going to get punishment for it, but you could eat it up, but you're going to have to pay. So that itself makes it into payers. Yesterday I said, it becomes like a chotzer de kaim l'agra. Hektish midas means hektish is maskin that you should be mishtamish in the hektish. But bischat. So that makes it into a chotzer de kaim l'agra. Once it's a chotzer de kaim l'agra, so then you're oichel payers to shalchaver. You're oichel chesoyin to shalchaver, like the riff. I said yesterday, this is the mocha for the riff. But what's the that's as far as it went yesterday. But what's the analogous case by a hedit? Because the mashmois of the Gemara of Rava is that there's some analogous case by a hedit when he had das. So what's the case of hedit midas that's analogous to that? That where the Baal HaBayis is kilu saying you're living in my chotzer, but you have to pay schar. So what's exactly the case? So what happened? It's not so clear what the case is. If the Baal HaBayis says to him, stay in my chotzer, but pay schar, and the door was shoysik, so then hishtik is kaitor. So then that means they had an agreement that so then we're not in the sugi anymore of then we're just in the sugi of schiras. The Baal HaBayis said yes, you could stay here for schar, and he didn't. He was maskim l'chara because he was shoysik. So that's two people made up an agreement to pay schiras, and then the tenant doesn't want to pay. Okay, that's my simbachol yoyim, but it's nothing to do with tzar b'chotzer chaver shalei midas. Nothing to do with asugis. That's the kasha. Maybe this is all included in what Tosis is asking in Rashi. What's the case of here exactly by a hedit? If the Baal HaBayis said live your bechinam, so then what's the problem? If the Baal HaBayis was asking to live your bechinam, if the Baal HaBayis said live your b'schar, and the guy was asking to live their b'schar, then what does that have to do with not even a chiddush? Then that's just a regular schiras agreement. You don't have to come out to eichel chashrayin shel chaveru or any kind of fancy lumbus. Two people agreed to have a schiras. So what's the case exactly? By me'ila, I understand more the case, because by me'ila, the moyel doesn't want to pay. The moyel never agreed to pay. It doesn't matter. Hektish said that he has to pay. So therefore, hektish makes it into an achilas payers. And once it's an achilas payer, so you're oichel chesrei mishul chaverev, you're oichel payreshi shul chaverev, and you have to pay us memoni gavoch. But by a hedit, it's more hard to exactly figure out what exactly is the case that would be analogous to that. Because again, if the Baal HaChatzer doesn't know, then that's dor b'chatzer chaverev shul emitai, then we say that's not considered to be payers. If the Baal HaBayis knows and says live your bechinam, so he was masking mishul live your bechinam. If the Baal HaBayis says you can live here but only the schar, and the socher agreed, and the dar agreed, so then he's a regular socher. So that's problematic in Rashi, and could be that that's included in what Tosis asks in Rashi. You know, the Lush in Tosis is very saucy. Maybe the answer for Rashi would be, I would suggest, that the case would be where the Baal HaBayis saw him being dor in his chotzer, and the Baal HaBayis said, "I'm maskim, but only b'schar," but he was like far away, so the dor was never maskim. So it's not that they spoke to each other. Midas doesn't mean that they spoke to each other. It means the Baal HaBayis knows. The Baal HaBayis knows, and he has a close circuit TV over there or something, and he sees the guy's being dor b'chotzer chaveru. And the Balabai says, analogous to what Hector says, the Balabai says, my soda is munach loderboy lechol haba ve'ein meiche beyodcha. But if you're going to be nene, you have to pay. So there's what Hector says, and that would have the same effect. That would make it that you're turning the hishtamshus in the chatzir into a peiros, and therefore anybody who comes and does it and uses it becomes an oichel chesra, an oichel peiros shel chaver, and he has to pay even though he himself didn't agree to pay. Doesn't matter. But I turned the hishtamshus of my chatzir into a commodity. I think that would be poshut pshat lefi Rashi. You know, to be a mussel, I think I said the other day the mussel. The mussel will be, I have a bus, and people get on the bus and they pay, and one guy gets on the bus and he sits down and doesn't want to pay. He says, "Look, I didn't agree to pay." And Zenen of Zelich Chosu, the bus is going anyway. So and then I'm today and afterwards he has to pay the bus fare. So I think it says in this Rashi that he has to pay, because it's keilu. Because that's midas. That's midas. The bus company, even they don't have to see you, but the bus company knows that people are getting on the bus, and the bus company said the bus is munach lakel to take a ride, but whoever takes a ride has to pay. So the bus company is making the riding on the bus into a payers. And now if you take a bus on the ride on the bus, so you're oichel payers shul chaverov, and you're the male, it's moini gabach. If it's not a bus company, just a truck going on, and you hitch the ride on the truck, so that's not called Eichel Peres Yishol Chaveiro, because nobody made that into a commodity, nobody made that into Peres. But here, the bus is in the business of giving rides. So since the bus is in the business of giving rides, so the bus company said that rides on the bus are Peres of the bus. So now if you come and you eat the Peres, even though you're maybe a Gavad who's over to take a to walk, you're not a Gavad over the Mega, you know, if you don't take the bus, you walk. It's not so far away. So it's not, it's a gavra de leov lemega. So we can't come at you from the zeh and side. But we can come at you from the oichel chesroin side, from the oichel peyresh and shalchaneir side. The bus company said, this is a commodity. This is now peyresh. The bus company said that riding on the bus is peyresh. So now you're oichel, so that's malaygabach. That's what Rashi's saying here as well. Except that hedyit, it has to be midas, hedyit. Because it's not a bus company, this is just an empty lot somewhere. And it's not over lemega. So there's nothing to make it into a commodity. So by hedyit, it's always even shalei midas. It doesn't matter. There's rechmanu yadan, and Hector makes it into the papers. Vice has Tosis learn. Tosis says elanira hedyit midas dami kolayma the das. So what's the pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos fakir. Hektish shalay, the opposite of Rashi. Hektish midas doesn't mean hektish is masking that you should be moel. That's what Rashi, what Mitzvah sounds like. Hektish is masking you should be moel, but then you have to pay schach. Lakol munok you should be moel, but then you have to pay schach. The halakhic thing by your hedyit is that the hedyit said, yes, you can live here, but you have to pay schach. Tosfos doesn't have trouble with that case. But if that's so clear, why trouble? What's exactly Tosfos' objection? But our Kapana Tosfos learns that the case is paket. Hedyit says, don't be moel. That's why you have to pay. And who adin by a hedyit? If the hedyit said, don't live in my chotzer, the tag is dober chotzer chanei, right? And it's not showing me that's paket. I'm there, and I say, no, stay away. And the guy is door anyway. So then, Rav Abba says, then you do have to pay. So what's the pshat? Why do you have to pay? At the end of the day, zelei chaser and zelei chaser and zenen of zelei chaser. It's a guy with the level of mega. It's not even it's even zelei nene. But even if it's a guy with the level of mega, but it's zelei chaser. What does it matter if he says no? But the mice is still zelei chaser. So in Shittim Kubetzes, Shittim Kubetzes brings Rabbeinu Yishai, who's the same thing as Tosfos. He says, because the Baal Bayis was Mecha, therefore you have to pay. That's a clue with the Sfaris. I mean, again, what do I get that it was Mecha? Still Zen then, it was Elechos. The Rashba, Rashba says the same lashon as Tosfos, but the Rashba says a Tosfos dvar. The lashon of the Rashba is, anybody have a shita or a kaitet? Pierce Rashi's on. So this is the Rashi. Pierce Rashi's on. Shareyesh das shchino. Ve'ena mechuba. The shleimi das the hetti ve'ena dafti shleyodish is a dove ve'esli. Ela fil yodin amidin ha'chi. The halei chisrei v'shleimi das uchid emil tzedaka. I think their objection to Rashi was that they thought the pshat in Rashi is that hetti midas means hetti knows about it. Doesn't matter what he says. He just knows about it. And that they ask him, knowing about it is lemayla v'lemayla. Because if he knows about it, doesn't know about it, child, what did he say? If he said yes, then he said yes. And if he said no, then what did he, what, like what? They read the Rashi that Hegit Midas means that Hegit, that the Hegit knew about it and didn't say anything, and didn't react, he just knew about it, the knowledge alone. Yeah, I don't, Emerson, the light of Rashi moment, see, and that's, I don't think that's the child of the Rashi. Hegit Midas doesn't mean that the Hegit doesn't, the Hegit knew about it, and we don't know, and there's no reaction. Hegit Midas means the Hegit was Midas, and the Hegit said, the Baal HaChatzer said what Hector says. You can live there, but only B'schach. So, what does the Rashba learn? How does the Rashba learn? Elohi Koma. The Hegit Midas Domi. Umasne imay shiyal l'ischaru. It's like a Hegit Midas, and it's masne shiyal l'ischaru. Shekein umber Torah shleyen odom b'lei me'ilam. Because that's exactly what the Torah says by Me'ilah, that you have to pay schar. V'chein piyushim in a chenar azal, k'dirav adom eschir es hek v'shalei midas, k'edit schir es hek v'shalei midas, k'edit midas domi. So the last, the lotion of shil, the she, you know, I'll read you the Rashi again, and look at Tosfos. You see that it's like the lotion of Tosfos, but there's a big Tosefos. El hochi kam kedik midas u masne imo shial le scharu shechein omer tayer shloyen on the blay meila. So the shechein omer tayer shloyen on the blay meila, that it says in Tosfos, but in the Rashi it says there's akdomo u masne imo shial le schar. It's like the Baal HaChatzer was masne that he should be baal le schar. So what does he mean, the Baal HaChatzer was masne and the door was maskim? Is that what the Rashi means, the door was maskim? Remember back what I said before. So that's not a chiddush. That's a chiddush. That's a haskoma for schiros. That's not analogous to me'iloh. By me'iloh, the mail wasn't masking to anything. We're saying that hektish midas is like that. Hegit midas is like hektish shaloi midas, and therefore. So and what's the hegit midas? That is masni imay shi'al leishar. What do you mean? It's masni imay shi'al leishar. That means the son of the door was masking. They came to a meeting of minds. Number one, that's a dove poshut. That's nothing to do with hashugis. And number two, that's not analogous to me'ilah. Me'ilah, there's no meaning of mine. There's no haskama that I should pay. The me'il wasn't masking that he's going to pay. The answer is, I think that's not what he means. He doesn't mean masking mishiyal lishchai, that the door was masking. He means very similar to what we said with Amos and Rashi, that the guy is that the Baal HaChatzer says, don't live in the chatzer unless you pay schar. The guy didn't say anything. The guy wasn't masking, but the Baal HaChatzer put him on notice or declared, I don't even know if he has to hear it, but the Baal HaChatzer says that you can only, like the bus company, you can come onto my bus, but only if you pay schach. Demis, it's not really much different than Rashi. Maybe it's not different at all. They thought the Rashi saying that, you know, it's enough that the Hegit knows about it, doesn't matter what the Hegit says. But in the light of Rashi Mometziah, I don't think that's the shot in the Rashi. Hegit Midas means that Hegit says what Me'ilah says. And what does Me'ilah say? What does Hector say? Hector says, it's Munach L'Kol, but you have to pay Schar. Well, that's what Tosfos says is the shot. That the Hegit that Hekdesh says, don't be moil unless you pay. So that's the similar thing by Hedit. Masna ima, shi'al ischai. Masna ima doesn't mean the guy is masking. Masna ima means that Hedit declares, the Baal HaChatzar declares, that you can't live here unless you're ma'al ischai. And why does that make a difference? Because then you turned it, so to speak, into a Chatzar Kaim al-Agra. Once it's a Chatzar Kaim al-Agra, once you've commodified the diurim in the Chatzar, then anybody who's mishtamish with the Chatzar is Eichel Chasayin Shalchadera, and you have to pay like the Rishon. I think that's what Tosfos is saying here as well. Then there's some first in going. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel Vav says that if somebody's Dor B'chatzah Chaveri and the Baal HaChatzar says Dor B'chatzah Chaveri without paying, and the Baal HaChatzar says no, you can't live here without paying. I think the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, he says say, he says yo, they can't live here. The Shulchan Aruch says two halachas. First, the Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody's dor b'chatzar chaveroi and the balabai says to him say, so he has to pay schar. And the Goyim has been signed for this Tosfos. Yeah.
So I already know that he's able to have to be at the full.
No, but here it says that once he's made, when he says no, you have to pay.
So I'm saying that Tosfos already said that previously. He said Yochel Noam.
Yeah, but didn't say over there that you have to pay for it. Tosfos says it's Yochel Moinoi, so it's not only the stoim to be tevea the nene if by a case of a gavod over the mega. But here we're talking about a case of here we're not talking about
he was mine, and now he lived there, so obviously he has to pay. The mashmos of that Tosfos is he's allowed to be mocked, he's allowed to say don't live it.
If you hold Zenenev is like Chosr is Chayev, I just go with the man of Zenenev is like Chosr is Chayev. Zenenev is like Chosr is Chayev, I is a midestoy. So he says, no, even Rabbi could agree that Zenenev is like Chosr is Chayev. It's not a midestoy because Yochel Amoy may be Lord of Bevesi. But we pass in Zenenev is like Chosr is Potter. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, but that's only where the Baal HaBayis didn't say anything. Where Shulaymi Das. But if the Baal HaBayis said to him, so we can go to Chatzar, and he said, say, then the Baal HaBayis can be tevei him b'hanoi afterwards. And the Goyim is assigned to this Tosfos. Then the Rama says, the Rama doesn't seem to accept that. Says the Rama that if somebody kicked somebody out of his house, and he took up a residence in his house, so the Rama says he doesn't have to pay. Because then Nenev is Eloi Choser, it's not Kaim Lago. So why isn't that a steer? Why that must a steer glue? Here the Mechaber said that if the guy was Meich and he said, say, don't live in my Choser, so then Tzorach Lahalas Tzorach. And the next line of the Shulchan Aruch says, there are more, but then if you kick somebody out of his house, Bal Kochoi, so you don't have to pay because then Nenev is Loi Chosa. What do you mean? Ein lecha tsei godlo miza. I'm kicking somebody out of his house. He's not telling me that I shouldn't. He says you might see his chaverim beis ibal kochay. Ein lecha machog godlo mizu. So what's the difference between I go sit in somebody's empty lot and he says go away, and then he said then the Shulchan Aruch says that I have to pay based on this tesis, and then the Rambam says but if I kick somebody out of his house, at gunpoint I throw him out of his house. And I set myself up in his house, then I'm potter from paying, because then Nenev is Loi Chosa. Is that a mamish of black and white steer?
I thought that exactly what Tosfos on the previous time was saying. Once it's Kvar Dar, so then I can't do it. But before,
They're both looking afterwards, do I have to pay? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if I'm Dor B'chatzah Chaveri Shalim, Midaito, I mean, I'm Dor B'chatzah Chaveri, and he says no, so then he can be Tovei Midahanoh.
I was able to be
Monem. Yeah, but I said no and he didn't listen. So he was Dor B'chatzeri. So I think I can then be Tevei and Beis Din and can demand the payment for Dano. So if he threw me out of my house, why can't I go to Beis Din and say, he threw me out of my house, I want the payment for Dano? It's exactly the same case. They both took me after the fact. He threw me out of my house. Now I will go to Beis Din and I register. I want him to pay for the hana. And then the Rambam said, no, tough luck.
But there was original kapeda in the first case. In the first case, the Shulchan Aruch, there was original kapeda by the Balabai.
In the second case, it was also kapeda. I'm throwing him out of his house, and he's screaming, don't throw me out of the house.
That was kvar dar already, though. But
what do you mean kvar dar? I go to the guy and I kick him out of the house, and I live there for a month.
That's already after he lived. That's exactly what Tosfos says you can't do on the previous daf.
But here it's also in the first case. It's also after.
No, it's saying you can't live here, and then he lived there.
So the guy, when he kicks me out of my house, I don't think he's saying, "Don't kick me out of my house."
He didn't know he wasn't allowed to live there originally. When I walked into the house,
I threw the guy out of his house, and I lived there. I didn't. It's that ain't the chutzpah golem is there. So what's the answer? What?
One's a macha, one's kamalag. One's a macha, that's potter, and the first one's kamalag, which
is right, even though it's not really kamalag.
It's not kamalag.
Because in the first case, when the guy says say, it doesn't mean say, just tamazay, I don't want you, mechotzer. It means like the Rashba said, pshatn, like the Rashba said, don't live here bechinom, only bishar. Masne imoy shiitain, you don't say those words. But that's what it means. When the guy says say, it means don't live here bechinom. But b'schar you can live here, so you're turning it into Paris. You're turning the chutzir into a kaimel agur. L'sheinu, the guy kicks me out of my house. I don't say don't kick me out of the house unless you're going to pay rent. I say don't kick me out of my house. Period. Don't kick me out of my house. End of story. So that's a very sad story, but it's nothing to do with turning it into kaimel agur. You didn't turn your house into a kaimel agur. In the case of the dor b'chutzir chaveri, when the Shulchan Aruch says he said to him say, he meant like what Tosa says. He said, unless you pay. So when I say to you, you're trespassing in my field, you leave unless you pay schar. So you're turning into a kaimel agur. But that's the pshat and shachar, even though it's also in the lashon. But the guidance is assigned to this tesis, and then that's the pshat and the tesis. It's like hedit midas. The whole point is, it's like hektish shalom midas. What is hektish? Hektish says, and it's Meduik Loshon of Tosfos, because look at Tosfos Loshon. Tosfos doesn't say, the Da Shechina Ika Shelo Yeno Odom. It's just Da Shechina Ika Shelo Yeno or Shelo Yeno Odom Hektish. It says, that Hektish says no. There's extra two words. Shelo Yodo, Shelo Yeno Odom Beloy Me'ilo. What does it mean Beloy Me'ilo? It doesn't mean without the Aver of Me'ilo. It means Shelo Yeno Odom without the payment of Me'ilo. That's Mamash Al Derech Terash, but Shelo Yeno Odom without paying Schar. And that's what Hektish Hedyet Midas is like Hektish Shalai Midas. Hektish always has this, even though there's no, Hektish is always Rechman Yoda. Hektish is always saying, Shalai Yoder on the Beloi Tashlume Me'ilo. So Hedyet Midas means that the Hedyet says, don't live here unless you're going to pay. And that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch. The guy says, you want to live here for free? No, nothing to do. You have to pay. Like the bus says, you have to pay. You want to get on the bus, fine, but you have to pay. Otherwise, get out. So then that turns it into an Achilles Peres. If it turns it into Achilles Peres, then why do you have to pay? That's Eichel Peres of Shulchaver. That's the riff, Eichel Chastroin of Shulchaver. Guy's kicking me out of my house. I'm not turning it into, you didn't turn it into an Achilles Peres. You didn't turn it into a bias to Kaim Alago. You just said, don't live in my house. Fine, we know you don't people living in your house. That's Zen and everything. But the mice is that the house is not Maitzi Peres. The durum of the house is not a commercial commodity. So at the end of the day, it's Zen and everything. It's Zen. Now there's a question. So it comes out saying this is the mocha for the riff. That's what we're saying. This is the mocha for the riff. This we have this new motion. The idea of Me'ilo and Hedyet Midas, where the Hedyet says, where the Hedyet says, don't live here, Ela Beschar. So then you have to pay, even though, and it's Mabur by Me'ilo, you have to pay even if you're Gavra Deloy Ovid Lamega. Because we're not coming out and we didn't end it. We're coming out. We didn't memayni gabach. We didn't oichel pay roisuf shel chaver. Now you stand the pesach halacha also. It's dumi the head, dumi the meila. Meila, you don't have to be a gavad of lamega to be chayav from meila. And Tosfos headed midas is like hektish shelo midas. So it'll be the same thing, even if you're gavad the loy over lamega. But if the guy says al todur el beschar, So you turned the dirham of the chotzer into a commodity, into a peres. So now you're eating peres shukalev. You have to pay us no money. They said before that's the this is the mukkah for the rif. We have now a mukkah niftach for the rif. That whenever in a chotzer the kaimala agra, where the dirham are peres. So it doesn't matter if you're nana or not, because we're not coming at you with the nana. We're coming at you. We didn't echel peres shukalev. We didn't the money gabach. Like you see by Me'ilah. That's exactly by Me'ilah. It's a new mocha for the rif. Because a chotzer, the kaimel agra, is like hektish shalom yidas. Hektish is a chotzer, the kaimel agra. And we're saying that's the Shabbat Tosis as well. That's why if you have Tosis, the Rashba, that's the Tosis in the Rashba mean also. If you say, Al Todr, Elo Bishar, so you're turning into a kind of Me'ilah. You're turning it into a commodity. You turn it into a commodity, so then it's Eichel Peres Shalchaner. So there's an obvious problem. Taisa doesn't hold like the Rif. And the Rashba also for that matter. The Rashba also is Chaluk on the Rif. And it was nice, but the Maisa Taisa is the Bakluk for the Rif. Taisa Chaluk on the Rif. Does that support it? The Dina Chaya. I think the heck of the answer is that Tosis is not chalak on the rif in this fundamental principle. That when the chotzer has peres, he says, Al todr elo b'schar, you've made the deer in the chotzer into a commodity. But the bala chotzer says, Al todr elo b'schar, even if you're a master, you never agreed to pay rent. It doesn't matter. That's like the bus company. You've made the deer in the chotzer, you've made the riding on the bus into a commodity. Anybody now gets on the bus, they're oichel peres u'shukhaleir. Nobody's chalak on it. That's Mavur in this Gemara. That's this Gemara of Hekvish Lehmid Askeg and Midas Dom. The Nekudas HaMachalkis is that the Rif thinks that the Tosis holds that that's only true if I said it to you. I said to you, Al Todr Elo B'Schar, that I made the deer in the Chotzer, your deer in the Chotzer, into a commodity. But if I never said to you, Al Todr Elo B'Schar, so just because there are people out there who rent out my chotzer from time to time, and say chotzer the kaim al agra, that's just, so for my paying customers, their dira is a commodity. Their dira is Paris. That's Paris. It brings in money. For people, when I rent out when I rent out the chotzer, so the rental agreement that I have with all of those people turns their dira into Paris. But with you, I don't have a rental agreement. And I never said to you, I'll tell the Ela Bishar, that I'm making it into a commodity clap for you as well. I'm saying you also, I'm only letting you go come here Bishar. But if I didn't talk, but if it's Shalei Midas, and I didn't, we're talking about Shalei Midas, Dorma Chatzah Chaver Shalei Midas, even though it's a Chatzah the Kaim al-Agra, Chatzah the Kaim al-Agra means that I rent it out. And for those people to whom I rent it out, it is Paris. Because with them, I have a rental agreement. Their living in the Chatzah brings in money. So their diurim is Paris. But you're living here, I don't have a rental agreement with you. You're living here without a rental agreement. And I don't even know about it. Right? So it's not like I said to you, I'll tell you, the case of the Gemara, the case they were talking about, the case of Zen, and there's like a regular, the Gemara's case. So I never made a rental agreement with you. I didn't even know that you're here. So your living here is not a commodity. The deer in the chutz is only a commodity. Klafei, the people who live here with a rental agreement, their living generates money. Because with them, I have a contract. That when they live in the chutzre, it makes income for me. So of course that's a commodity. Nobody argues with that. But with you, I never made a rental agreement with you. So klapa you, never made even the agreement. I never said to you, Al Todr Elo B'Schar. So you're for klapa you, my chutzre is no different than anybody else's chutzre. Except that I'm less your nene. So if you're nene, so then it's a nene, then we go to zenene, vizele chutzre. But as far as Achilles Peiris is concerned, Eichel Peiris is Shulchaverov. Tosis is not called Eichel Peiros Shulchaner, and that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Rif and Tosis. The Rif holds that once it's a Chotzer the Kaim al Agra, so then it becomes Hevi Midas. Once this Chotzer, I set aside this Chotzer La Agra, so then that's called Midas Klapi everybody. Because Hevi Midas means that if Hevi wants to, they can turn the deer and the Chotzer into a commodity. So the Rif holds that once I set aside this land for rental. So then it becomes a commodity klapi kolo olam. Then it's called hedit midas, not only klapi the people that I know about, but then it becomes hedit midas for the whole world, because I rent out this chotzer. So even though I don't know about you, It doesn't matter, but I already have das that anybody who comes into this chotzer has to pay. So that includes you too. I don't have to know about you in particular. That includes you. And Taisol, that's not true. If I don't say to you, I'll tell the Rele Bechinom, I'll tell the Rele Bechar, then for you it's still called Shalemi Das. And Hegit Shalemi Das is it's not Paris. It's not called the Nachilus Paris. Maybe, and the emphasis, I don't know about the bus fed case, you know, in the Rashba, I'm sure, in the Rif, I have no question. That getting on the bus, that's like a Kaimel Agra. If that becomes a commodity. The Fi Taisos, maybe the bus company has to somehow know about you. I'm not sure about this. Maybe bus is different because that's the way the bus works. They don't necessarily know everybody who comes onto the bus, but that's the deal. I don't know. Maybe the fitosis, unless maybe the bus driver has to say to every single passenger, I'll tikkun this elavischa. Because otherwise it's called shalemi das. Yeah, which in the particular case of a bus, like I said, maybe that's not the same as a chutz. It doesn't dawn on me that somebody's going to walk into my chutz unbeknownst. The bus company knows people are walking out all the time, so that's midas, even according to Tosis. But Kopavim comes out that the difference between Tosis and the Rif, it's not so big. They agree to the principle. The Tosis and the Rif both agree to the principle that Hegit midas is like me'ilam. You don't have to be a gavra the kaimel agra to be chai from me'ilam. Once there's a Hegit midas, then the deer in the chutz becomes peiros, and then it's aichel peiros of shulchaverim. It's m'mayni gavach. The machleki says, what do you need to be called the Hegit midas? The Rif holds it's enough that the chutz is chayim ala agur, now it's called midas kapeh the whole world. And Tosfos says, no, it has to be midas kapeh this particular person. I have to say to him, al todor ele b'chi ele b'chi ele b'scha.
So the Rif doesn't have a marker
for that second stage. Right, that's the Rif just assumed. Once you say that the Rif, this step the Rif took on his own. That once you say that hedit midas is like me'ilah, so the Rif said, well, Chosin HaKayim Al-Agra is called Midas, because my Das is that anybody who comes in here has to pay. And Tosfos says, no, that's not called Midas. The emesis Tosfos Shitosim, very Midui. It's a little tiny Tosfos that you can manage to skip. The bottom Tosfos in Chofa Meral. Zen Enev, Zeh Chosin. The Gemara says that a Chosin HaKayim Al-Agra and a Gov HaGav HaGov HaMega, so it's partially Chai, because it's Zen Enev, Zeh Chosin. So Tosfos says, what's the Chosin? What's the Chosin by a Chosin HaKayim Al-Agra? Taisi says, the chosman shiroyim is the imid revesa in mebakshim imenu lahaskim. The chosr is that since I'm living in the chosr, which is kaimel agro, so I'm driving away all the paying customs. The fi the Rif, I don't think you need that. The fi the Rif, once it's a chosr, the kaimel agro, so living in the chosr is peris, it's a commodity. And if I walk into the chosr and I eat the peris, I'm eating peris. And if I'm nenefam it, so that's Zen Nenev is a chosr. I'm eating his peris and I'm Nenev from it. So Pshut Lidom Chai, that's Zen Nenev is a chosr. I have to come out the fact I'm driving away other customers. I'm Nechasa you, these are peris. I'm eating your peris. And the chosr Lidom is I'm eating your peris. And these are peris that normally people pay for. And I'm eating them without paying for it. That's chosr. That itself is the chosr. Holds that even if it's a chatzah to kaimel agro, that means that it's payers clapping everybody else, but it's not payers clapping me. So where's the chisar? There it is, in terms of chisar, and it's a chisar that I'm driving away the other customers. It's only a grumma, but for chisar, for zenen, it was a chosar, that's enough. Taish is not talking about money, but Taish is talking about the zenen. Zenen, it was a chosar. I want to be chayiv yos nene. But I can't be chayiv yos nene unless I have a chisar. It could be a grumma that could chisar, but there has to be a chisar. So for the chisaron, it shouldn't be midastoyim, or it shouldn't be I should have a right to be today, you standing, all the raid that we had in Zenenev is a chaser. So what makes me chaser? What makes the Baal chaser? Chaser because I drove away because the guy living there drove away the paying customs. But that he himself is dar in the chaser, that's not called chaser, because that's nothing. But for the Rif, you don't need that. And that may be true also, but for the Rif, you don't need that. If he's living in a chaser the Kaim la'agro, in a chaser the Kaim la'agro, the deer is Paris. If he's eating my peiros, the body's being mechasimi. And if he's nana also, so pshita zeh nana, zeh chaser is chayim. And the Rif would add that even if he's not nana, but I hold that zeh chaser zeh lo nana, is also chayim. Call me, that's the Rif's sheet. Comes out that in this Gemara here at the end, in this Gemara here, we have a whole new, just to sum up, that we have here a whole new yesod. Separate from everything up till now is Dine Nene. Chiyuv enene. Is enene, do you have to be chosid? Do you not have to be chosid in order to be chaveh? And we need to stoim issues. Or according to some Rishonim, we need to stoim issues enene, because it's chosid. According to Tosis, we want to work out that it's not a stoim issue, it's a question of whether I was chosid to be chaveh somebody if I'm not chosid. A kaponim, it's sukkis of nene. And by definition, nene is only if I'm a gavra d'ovid l'meger. I'm not a gavra d'ovid l'meger, then I'm not nene. There's nothing to talk about. And now in this sugya of Rav Abba, it's chayav a new mechayev. A new mechayev, even if a me'ilah de kechiv. By me'ilah, you don't have to be gavra d'ovid l'meger. Because the chiyav is not for nene by me'ilah. The chiyav is protected from a meinig abach. But you're taking away from hekdesh. And that's, you're taking away from hekdesh. That's a new chiyav. Rav Abba, you should have that beheaded also. Shema minah hador b'chotzei chaver shloim idai tzorach lahalas leishchayim, not as nene, as this new din of as this new me'ilah dekadin, the yoichel the peris of the balachotz. So Gemara said, no, that's not true. It's true by me'ilah, because by me'ilah shloim idas is kehedim idas. So by me'ilah, kilo hektish is saying living in the chotzer of hektish, being mishtamish with the kohar of hektish, that's the rachman is kilo saying you can only do it b'schar. So Mele, that becomes an Achilles Peres. By a Hedyit, if it's a Chotzer, certainly, if it's a Chotzer like Chaim al-Agro, and the Hedyit doesn't know about it, we'll go to this case in a second, but you know, in a simple case, if the Hedyit doesn't know about it, and it's like Chaim al-Agro, then it's not Peres. Then it's not Peres. But if the Hedyit knows about it, if it's Hedyit Midas, and the Hedyit says, I'll call the Rele Bechinom, Then Rabba says that that's the same as Mila. Hedyit Shalei Midas, Gehektish Midas. I mean, Hedyit Midas is Gehektish Shalei Midas. Then it becomes like Mila. If I say to you, I'll tell you, Ela Vachinam, that's exactly the same. And I think Rashi is also, that's the Pshat in Rashi as well. Then it says, if I say to you, I'll tell you, Ela Vachar, says the Rashba, I'll tell you, Ela Vachar means that the yeshiva and the chotzer is a commodity. If you eat my commodity, then I can behind you, I'll smell my nigabach. Like by the bus. The bus company can come after you, I'll smell my nigabach. Because they said, Al-Tikonis el-Abishchav. Machaikas the Rif in the Tosfos is, what if the Hedyit didn't say to you, Al-Tikonis el-Abishchav? But it's a Gavad, but it's a Chotzer, the Chaim al-Agra. The Rif holds that that's the same as Midas. That's still called Midas. And if we're still in Meinig Abok. And Tosfos holds that that's not called Midas. Right? And then it becomes, and since you're not Nana, there's nothing, if you're not Nana, there's no Chiv. That's the pshat in Shulchan Aruch. That if I say to you, you come into my chotzer, and I say to you, go away. You can't stay here for free. That's what I mean. Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is say. But we interpret say to mean you can't stay here for free. So then you do have to pay, because that's like hedyit midas. The goyim is mitzayim this tesis. That's called hedyit midas. The hedyit knows about it. The hedyit says, I don't want you to stay here for free. Only b'schar. So then it becomes achilis peres Shulchan Aruch, and then you chayv. But if you meet his chaverim and meet his bal kochay, so even though the guy is even more unhappy, probably, but it doesn't. But there's no al todir el b'schar, because even b'schar I'm not going to let you stay. So then it's just a regular zen and it's like chosam. Okay, good. We'll stop here. I think tentatively, unless the other one wants to go further, I think tentatively my plan is that I'll stay here tomorrow, finish the sugya, and maybe we'll stop for the break, unless I want to go back to go through next week. I don't know what's where the weather starts. I'll talk to the Shia sisters again. What the feeling
is that Shulchan Aruch is talking about coping on the stone. When I say if I say no to the guy living there, right?